Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Why did Cassie walk in here with all sorts of bruises? She was bleeding also. You're going to have to find out in our content, our bonus content this week.
Yeah, you can find it up at theburtshow.com/bonusBS. But I paid someone to beat me up. And also, if you're married or in a relationship, you must never, ever, ever do what Kaylee's friend did. You can find that at theburtshow.com/bonusBS.
All right, Kristen. So here we are checking in on the very first day after your weekend of hardcore 10-minute workouts in which you don't sweat.
Yeah, correct. Well, you had me download the Fitbod app, and they have a minimum workout of 15 minutes because I went to a wellness facility and I did a body analysis, and there are three lines. I don't know what they all mean, but one line was shorter than the others, and that one needs to be longer than the others, and that is my muscle mass.
Mm-hmm.
She wants me to get stronger, which I'm like, I'm pretty weak. I get it.
But you do yoga.
Yes, I do. I do hot yoga twice a week. And when you hear yoga, you might think like, oh, you're just kind of like, tree pose. No, like this is like full flow, sweating your balls off. Like I'm sore every single time I do it.
What I didn't realize, and I think guys wouldn't realize either, when you said you didn't want to sweat, I didn't really understand what the reason for that was. But DM started flying in saying something to the effect of, hey, idiot, it's because she washes her hair on those days and doesn't want to sweat.
Yeah, and then you posted that, like, somebody was like, so she doesn't mind sweating in yoga, but she doesn't want to sweat when she does strength training. I'm like, no, male idiot, listen. I have no problems, like, hard. When I talk about sweat and hot yoga, like, I mean, it's dripping off of me on the mat. Like, when I sweat, I sweat, and my son has gotten that for me, and I feel so bad. But I have, I have a lot of hair on my head, and I have to do a hair wash schedule. I don't wash my hair every single day. It will be fried out and frizzy if I did. So when you were putting this strength training together, no, I don't want to sweat because it's going to screw up my hair washing schedule.
I had no idea at the time that's what you were getting at. I just thought that you didn't want to sweat during a workout.
No, I have no problem sweating during a workout. I don't want to sweat 7 days a week because that's going to screw up my hair and my hair washing schedule.
So it's a 15-minute workout.
Correct.
That is supposed to make you stronger.
Yes.
At some point or another, I think your doctor is going to go, okay, we're getting there, but you're going to have to start doing something a little more ambitious. But
for sure.
At least you said, let's start at 10. We negotiated. We came up with 15.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I didn't do it.
You didn't do it. Not
1 minute.
This week.
No, this crossed my mind last night as I was having a glass of wine, and I was like, oh, I haven't done this.
You could have done it with a glass of wine in your hand.
No. Friday, I was tired, and it had been a long week. And then Saturday, I was up early, but I was getting ready for Rebecca's party, and then I didn't get home till 5, and then I was on Jimmy duty until he went to bed, and obviously we did the party at City Winery, so I had drinks, and I'm not going to work out after having beverages. I'm just not going to do that. And then Sunday happened, and I promised Bart that because he had so much Jimmy duty over the weekend, I would have Jimmy all day Sunday, which I did, and then he opted to skip a nap, and then he had a massive tantrum last night. And I think this, honestly, I was going to try to, sneak it in last night. I'm like, no, man, this is life, especially for, working moms, and this is the stuff that happens, and people are so easy, well, just do it. I'm sure if I really, like, if it was top of my priority list, that wasn't my priority. My priority list this weekend was Rebecca's party and my son.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're just, I didn't do it.
Okay.
I didn't do it.
I'm just trying to call, I'm trying to figure out if I want to call you out on BS or not.
You can call me out on BS.
It's 15 minutes. It's 15 minutes, man. You can't come in here and go, I just had absolutely no time. I had Jimmy. Jimmy could even be right next to you during your workout for 15 minutes.
No, he would. That would never happen.
He would get on your back while you're doing eight. I don't even know if you're doing a push-up during this.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm sure I could have carved out 15 minutes if I wanted to. But I had other priorities this weekend, and it didn't happen.
So you made a plan to make up for it today,
right?
Since you couldn't do it this weekend.
No, I'm doing yoga today.
Oh, okay.
So I'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow. Wait, let me look at my schedule.
I'll tell you when you'll start working out. The next time you're going to see your doctor, you'll start doing it a week before you go to the doctor.
No, I can't. I can do it tomorrow. I'll do it after I pick up Jimmy's cupcakes. Right. I actually have to put on there, remember to go to Publix and pick up your son's cupcakes for his class birthday party. So after the show, my meetings, and swinging by Publix, I will do my 15-minute strength workout, strength training, muscle mass, whatever the hell I'm supposed to be doing while Jimmy is taking a nap, because we are not skipping it anymore.
Would you consider getting up 15 minutes early for this?
Absolutely not.
No. Hell no.
No. It takes every ounce of my being to brush my teeth and brush my hair before I get in here.
Hey, you're burning calories doing that, brushing your teeth and okay. Yeah, doing your hair in the morning, putting your clothes on, you're burning calories. Let's call it part of the 50.
I think we should. No, I'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Wait, are you surprised that that's what happened?
A little bit, yeah. I thought, okay, 10 or 15 minutes, she'll crush this.
I thought you would do it too.
No, yeah.
The Burt Show.